It is 4:08 on Wednesday afternoon, and we have a jam-packed show today. So much interesting stuff about to head your way. I'm going to be talking with City Councilor Michael Payne coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, of course, about this election of Leah Puryear to fill the seat left vacant by Sina McGill's resignation. But we're going to continue the series of interviews with candidates for the 54th District Democratic nomination. And today we're welcoming into the studio Bellamy Brown. Hey, Bellamy.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I think I'm meeting you maybe in person for the first time, although we've talked on the phone about various things because you've been involved in lots of things. So just for people, people may know you most recently as the Police Civilian Oversight Board member and former chair.
Correct.
And so, but you are also a Charlottesville native.
Yes.
You are a Marine Corps veteran and went to James Madison University, like me.
Go Dukes.
Yeah, go Dukes. So this is this your, you ran for city council?
Yes, I ran for city council in 2019. Ran as an independent, was unsuccessful in that bid, obviously, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I mean, you got experience and you've stayed engaged in the community. So I want these interviews to help people understand like who you are as a person. So tell me a little bit about you, your backstory, and why you decided to run for the House of Delegates.
Sure. So I actually, well, my backstory is I am from here, born and raised. I went to through Charlottesville Public Schools, Venable, Walker, Buford, CHS, my sophomore year. After my sophomore year, my dad moved us to Northern Virginia. I have friends and family still, you know, from this area. And as a matter of fact, part of, I guess, the why, you know, so to speak. So last year, I hadn't planned on, you know, running at all. I wanted to kind of do my own thing. But circumstances kind of, you know, evolved in the police oversight space that, you know, kind of pushed me, you know, toward this end. That's from the practical perspective. But, I mean, I've since learned that, I guess, it's in the blood, so to speak. And what do I mean by that? In 2017, the city of Charlottesville did a proclamation to my great uncle James T.S. Taylor, and he had fought, you know, in the Civil War on the Union side, and then, you know, later came out and served in the House of Delegates. He was actually the first delegate from the area to be there, and I think the only one at this point. And so, I guess, but above him, his father, Fairfax Taylor, he was instrumental in arguing for the separation of the two First Street Baptist churches, the one on Park Street to the one on Main Street. He was also, they were both, you know, instrumental in, you know, advocating for black liberation, women's suffrage, you know, public schools, the whole nine. And this is stuff that I, you know, I'm recently learning. There's actually a researcher at UVA right now in her third year, and I didn't know this before, but she had actually done the research on my grandfather, Fairfax Taylor. And so we're kind of pulling all that together. And so, like, when I say it's in the blood, that's
it's a real family legacy
of
service.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're talking with Bellamy Brown. He is one of the candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for the 54th District in the House of Delegates.
Mm-hmm.
So you ran as an independent for city council, but you're seeking the Democratic nomination this time around.
Yes.
Have you been a Democrat a long time, and why did you run as an independent for city council?
Sure. So, and this is, you know, throughout the nation, at the local level, like the party identifiers aren't necessarily, you know, things that should be focused on. It should be focused on getting the work done for people locally at that level. And I know, and I've had, you know, people ask me this question, you know, repeatedly. So my goal in coming here was to really focus on getting things done. Didn't matter who lived, and it's still the same thing. Doesn't matter who you are in the district, I'm still going to work on your behalf. And so I wanted that to be the focus, and then also try and work on bringing, you know, some connectedness after 2017, you know, had happened, and try to, you know, bring a collaborative environment to the city itself. So for this time, obviously, you know, I mean, if you go back and you look at a lot of my views and what have you, a lot of it will align with, you know, the Democratic Party itself. There are some things where you talk about, well, let's say, for instance, you know, entrepreneurship or things like that. Those are core things that I believe in for anyone. Our country operates on two systems, the economic system and the physical freedom, you know, legal system. If you can help people interact, learn how to navigate both of those systems, which our country does crap at, we don't do it. And mm-hmm. that's part of the problem. If you can help people navigate those particular spaces, you give them the freedom, you give them the tools to be able to go out and do, you know, some of the things that they, you know, need to do. Like, for instance, like Fairfax Taylor, he was a shoemaker before, so he was a slave, became a shoemaker, and then purchased his freedom out of that. That was, you know, his, through his work, through his entrepreneurship, through his ingenuity. Mm-hmm. And if you, and you have a number of folk, A.G. Gast and some other folk coming out of the Civil War, becoming, you know, multimillionaires and helping to, you know, shore up the civil rights movement and things like that. Those, having those opportunities, being able to participate within the local economy or, you know, or what have you, is a sense of freedom.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking with Bellamy Brown, a candidate seeking the Democratic nomination in the 54th district. And so I have been asking people, I want to talk a little bit about your platform, and I have your Bellamy Brown for Delegate website.
Yes.
Up, and your platform is... it's more general rather than sort of issue specific.
Sure. So the issues, that tab is actually going to be up by the end of next week. I already know that like there's a general service, you know, governance and leadership point, but within it, within my work goals, and I, you know, stated this before, I want to have continued emphasis on civilian oversight, public safety, mitigation and intervention of gun and gang violence, obviously. You know, they just mentioned earlier is another shooting.
Yeah, there's one in Albemarle County last night, and then there's, I think there was one coming over the scanner this afternoon. I haven't heard any details about that.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, and you know, my family was personally affected by one recently, and so it's, you know, there's every, I think there has to be a concerted effort, and there was an op-ed in the Daily Progress, December 5th, I believe, where someone had, I'd provided Vice Mayor Juan Diego Wade the Justice Department's guidelines for mitigating against gun and gang violence, and some of their some of their suggestions with regard to, you know, having alternatives for kids or whoever or what have you to go to or utilize are things that they advocated for. My time growing up in Charlottesville from where we are now, a lot of those things have been pulled away. So this isn't, and I was talking to a relative of mine, this isn't something that happened, you know, overnight. This is something that's been, you know, building over time. And so we have to have a collective effort. It's obviously affecting, you know, not just outside, but schools, teachers, and everything else. And so we have to have a collective effort to, you know, really where there are opportunities for us to change the narrative, to change the scope, to give, you know, our teenagers and everyone else, you know, hope. We need to be in there, and we need to be, you know, supporting them in that.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, if there are folk that are, you know, this is just what I'm going to do, then that has to be, you know, obviously addressed as well. And that ties into, you know, the whole policing aspect and all the other things and what have you. Sorry to get
that's
excited.
Yeah. Well, we are at, time flies during these interviews, so we really are almost out of time. So I want to make sure I have a chance to ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
And this is something I'm asking everybody. It's how do you think? I mean, you've got a field now of four because former Mayor David Brown did withdraw from the race today or from his seeking candidacy.
Sure.
So how do you differentiate yourself from the other candidates, and why are you the right person?
Sure.
For the 54th district?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think I differentiate myself. I'm the only veteran in the race. I'm the only one who has a family history of, you know, serving the city of Charlottesville and Elmore County in real, tangible, significant ways. I'm the only one with real core business background to be able to understand some of the nuances and getting negotiations and deals and things done. In addition, I mean, I went through the Charlottesville public school systems. I believe that Deshaud did as well. But I mean, those are just some, you know, core things.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to have people come back in. Yeah. Bellamy Brown, a candidate for the Democratic nomination in the 54th District. Time has flown. I really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you in person in the studio, and I look forward to speaking again.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Charlottesville Right Now.